Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000.
I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond. James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
When it comes to streaming movies, the first network that comes to mind is Netflix, because they have a bottomless pit of movies and TV series that we can tap into. But today on Movie Magic, let's focus on Apple TV. That's worth a watch, yeah? The Servant. It's an American psychological horror TV series created and written by British TV series writer Tony Baskalup, who also executive produced alongside M. Night Shyamalan. The series follows Dorothy and Sean Turner, a Philadelphia couple who hire Leanne, a young girl, to be the nanny for their baby son, Jericho, who is actually a reborn doll. Now, I'm not sure if you have seen, you know, one of these dolls. They look real, but they're obviously not. Kind of creepy looking, if you ask me. Now, Sean is a celebrity chef that works from home, and he has an apprentice as well that comes in every now and then. He's an Indian young man that comes to his house to help him. But he's not one of the main characters of the story. The series is dark and kind of mysterious. And when I mean dark in both ways, because the whole series is so dimly lit. I guess it'll look all right on a 4K TV, but through a projector, which I watched the series with, I could barely see any detail. So because of that, I didn't quite enjoy it, because half the time I was straining to see what was happening. The story is not bad, though, and I guess that's most important.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Chris Evans puts his Captain America shield away for a limited drama series based on a best-selling William Landay novel. Evans portrays a lawyer named Andy Barber, whose 14-year-old son, Jacob, is accused of murder. The title of the series is Defending Jacob. So the question is, did Jacob commit the murder? Now, as a lawyer, he has his suspicions, but as a father, well, let's say he's torn with his suspicions and the love he has for his son. It is quite well directed, as Mark Bomback takes the helm. Now, if you're wondering, he did the Planet of the Apes and Total Recall remakes. Dickinson. Well, this is a period piece comedy, and it's set in the 1800s, where it tells a coming-of-age story of the poet Emily Dickinson. Now, I kind of have mixed feelings about this, as I, you know, like the period drama because of the costumes and, you know, the simple life people had back then. But this one, although it is a period drama, it has a more modern feel to cater to the younger audience. Maybe that's why I can't really dig it, because I don't fall under the younger audience age. Teens may like the series. Now, even the soundtrack has a modern feel to it. Have a listen.
Thank you.
That's Meet Me at the Orchard, a track taken from the Apple TV Plus original soundtrack of Dickinson. I'm Colin Gomez, and you're tuned to Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3. And today's show is all about shows that you can watch on Apple TV Plus. Now, besides movies and TV series, Apple TV Plus has docuseries too. And if you like getting ideas to, you know, decorate your house, then Home is a docuseries coming to Apple TV Plus. Now, this series gives us an inside peek from the most extravagant homes. Do you belong to a book club? Then you probably know that Oprah Winfrey has a book club too. And she's bringing her book recommendations to Apple TV Plus. The first episode is focused on the book, The Water Dancer. Speaking of Oprah, she's featured in a docuseries titled Dear. As in, you know, when you write a letter, you start with the word Dear, D-E-A-R. So it's letters written to larger-than-life people like Oprah, the director Spike Lee, and even Big Bird from Sesame Street. And they read out these letters as if they're being interviewed by the common people, you know, people who've sent them these letters. Now, it shows how their story can change the world through the people whose lives they've inspired. It is so heartwarming. I really like the one with Big Bird. It is so touching. In fact, you know, who doesn't like Big Bird, yeah? Speaking of which, there is a story told through the eyes of a busker named Birdie in an animated musical comedy titled Central Park. It's about the adventures of the Tilleman Hunter family who live in Edendale Castle in Central Park, New York City. Now, although it's animated, it's not something kids would enjoy. But I could be wrong. It's an animated movie catered to adults. Two reasons why I like Central Park. One, I like animation of any kind. Two, it's a musical, and I love musicals. Now, I'll play you a song from this animated musical as well. In this song, you'll know what happens in this park in the middle of, you know, these high-rise buildings in New York. And if you listen carefully, you'd also find out when Central Park was built. But first, I'll play the trailer.
Hello, every money, body, everybody.
I love mornings in the park, the light through the trees, the birds and the squirrels.
It's Central Park. It's a haven. It's a jewel.
Sir, do not beat a statue.
I love Hot Lips Turtle Head Day.
More than graffiti removal week?
Oh, I do love that.
I should get going.
Who's my special boy?
Me.
Look at you. You are my special boy.
Too bad you can't just stick him back up there, huh?
What?
Nothing.
I hate that park. It's just a patch of dirt and weeds. And we're gonna buy it. We're gonna do the biggest real estate deal in the history of the world.
Quick question over here, Betsy. Are you wearing a dog?
It's perfectly normal.
I'm not gonna lie. It's a little distracting.
No, it's not!
Someone needs to protect the park.
It's impossible.
Nothing's impossible.
Did your voice just get really weird?
Central Park!
How many times did you text him?
What would you say is normal?
Twice?
Oh, no, 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 no.
I'm dying.
He's fine.
Throw this. See if you can get it into the park. Did you get it?
Right where I wanted it.
Where else can your son and daughter splash in dirty hot dog water?
Give us a quick strut. One for Mama. Come on.
Are we dancing? Yeah, we're dancing.
Is that dancing?
I gotta knock these bozos' wieners off. Good luck managing the park. That's gonna go great for you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nerd.
In the middle of Manhattan, there's a spot unlike the rest. An actual oasis, it's like New York, but undressed. I'm talking about a place that all the bustle seems to pass. What's this place I speak of? Why, I'm so glad you asked. It's Central Park, it's a haven, it's a jewel. Central Park, and it even has a pool. The city's little refuge filled with kind of art and art. And guess what? It's central in my heart. The cop
patrol on horses as the kiddos hide their weed. Be cool, be cool. There's tennis players deucing, and he just deuced for free. Good job! See rollerbladers tripping, yogis doing downward dog, and truant students skipping while their waspy mothers shop. Central Park, built in 1857. Central Park, where all rats go to heaven. It used to be a village, but no one talks about that part. Anywho,
it's central in my
and
heart.
In this gorgeous haunt, you'll find all you'd ever want.
Picnics on the giant lawn.
Robot floating on the pond.
Cards of churros, mangoes too.
Hey, hello.
Hello to you.
Shakespeare plays.
Bumpsy tunes.
Bucket drummers.
Fun cartoons.
People playing, people sing. That guy won't do anything.
The park's a meeting spot.
A melting pot.
It's like the souvenir I bought.
An equalizer.
An exerciser.
A perfect place to wear my bike.
Central Park, where the animals can talk. Central Park, my mistake, they cannot talk. Grandiose and glorious, unlike any place on earth. Where else can your son and daughter splash in dirty hot dog water? Here at the midpoint, a park that's so central. The name's not that clever, but screw it, whatever. It's central in my heart.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
C is a TV series and is spelled S-E-E, not S-E-A, and is set in a futuristic world centuries after a deadly virus wiped out most of the population, leaving the remaining survivors completely blind. Scary, isn't it? It stars Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones and Aquaman fame. Now, C was filmed in various locations around Vancouver in Canada. As this series is meant to set in the wild, well, Canada has the perfect backdrop for this. And I can second that as I live in this majestic country. Now, if you like crime movies, then you'd like Truth Be Told. Here's the premise. True crime podcaster Poppy, played by Octavia Spencer and a lover, is called to investigate the case of a convicted killer by the name of Warren Cave, played by Aaron Paul, a man she kind of painted as the murderer of the father of identical twins. But along the way, he claims that he was framed. Now, is he telling the truth? Only one way to find out. Watch Truth Be Told. If you like documentaries on wild animals, then you'd like The Elephant Queen. It's narrated by Chiwetel Ejiofor, and he makes it sound authentic. You know, as much as I like Attenborough's narration, this narration is a refreshing change. Now, in this series, you learn a lot about these majestic animals and how close-knit they are, even grieving at the elephant's graveyard. And that's really amazing to watch. Now, if you want to watch a movie that is thought-provoking, then Hala is one for you on Apple TV+. It's about a 17-year-old Pakistani-American teenager, Hala, played by Geraldine Viswanathan, who struggles to balance her traditions, beliefs, cultural and religious obligations, you know, with the American way of life. Now, there are children's shows on Apple TV Plus as well, and they are Ghost Rider, which is about a ghost that haunts a neighborhood bookstore and starts releasing fictional characters into the real world. Helpsters, which is about a team of vibrant monsters who love to solve problems. And then there's Fraggle Rock. Yes, the Jim Henson show from the 80s. Ah, it just brings back great memories.
Yeah, go rock.
Now, speaking of great memories, remember Steven Spielberg's Amazing Stories? Well, it's back and it's brand new with new updated stories and the production as well. And I must say, they are amazing. All pun intended.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
And now what's brand new on Apple TV Plus? Well, Greyhound, which stars Tom Hanks, who plays a Navy commander on his first wartime assignment, defending a merchant ship convoy under attack by Nazi submarines in early 1942 during the Battle of the Atlantic. That's kind of what this premise of the story is. Now, this is a great war movie. Now, I'll touch on this movie another time on Movie Magic. Another movie, or should I say, another series that is brand new to Apple TV Plus is Little Voice. And if you're an aspiring musician, singer, songwriter, you might like the series produced by J.J. Abrams. It features original music by Sarah Bareilles, and she has written lots and lots of music before, and she has also written musicals before. Now, I'm going to touch a little bit of this talented lady since I have a little bit more time before I play that song from this TV series. Now, she's an American singer, songwriter, and actress. Her 2007 hit single, Love Song, reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. In the third season of The Sing-Off, she served as a celebrity judge alongside Ben Folds and Sean Stockman. She composed music and wrote lyrics for the Broadway musical Waitress, for which she earned a Tony Award nomination for Best Original Score and a Grammy nomination for Best Musical Theatre Album. In 2018, she received acclaim for her portrayal of Mary Magdalene in the live television concert adaptation of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's rock opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, for which she was nominated for the 2018 Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Limited Series or Movie. Bareilles has sold over 1 million albums and over 9 million singles and downloads in the United States and has earned 8 Grammy Award nominations, including one Album of the Year nomination for The Blessed Unrest. I'm Colin Gomez, and there are many more movies and documentaries that you can find on Apple TV+. But these were some of my recommendations on Movie Magic, Money FM 89.3.
It's everything I am and what I'm not and all I'm trying to be. Part where I spit it all out and you decide what you think of me. I'm not trying to be complicated, I'm never waiting to get the last laugh. But I've been handing out benefits of the doubt and I'd like a little bit back. It's just a little voice, and if you listen, sometimes a little voice can say the biggest things. It's just my little voice that I've been missing. Looking over the precious moments, it hurts, don't it? They can cut both ways. Amount of remembering the better things will make the bad ones go away. But I've been broken and the one to blame. So my savior of self-defense taught me to sing what I can't say. It's just a little voice, and if you listen, my little voice that I've been missing.